Good morning, and
早晨
let's
好，
begin with prayer.
让我们一起以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for your word.
为你的话语感谢。
That you speak into our lives through your word.
你通过你的话语对我们的生活说话。
And I pray that today, as we study, that your spirit will enlighten us and that we will hear from you.
当我们今天研读的时候，求你的灵真的是照亮我们，让我们能听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, today we are finishing up the book of Romans and looking at Galatians.
今天我们会把罗马书讲完，然后也会看这个。我知道我们在罗马书上花了很多时间。
However,usually when I do a group of books, I will spend more time at the beginning of the first one.
通常我要是有几本书在一起的时候呢，我会花一些时间，比较多的时间在第一本书上。
And that provides an example then for how to study the later books.
然后呢，这个就是给研究研读后边的这个书信呢，设了一个榜样，设了一个模式。
So I deliberately spend a lot of time at the beginning, and then we can move quicker in the other books.
所以我是有意的在刚开始呢花很多时间，然后后边的书信我们就会过得很快。
Next week we will be looking at 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
下个星期我们会看那个哥林多前后书。
And to prepare for that, I would like for you to read through these books asking this question.
就是 Chris, 所以呢我要想希望你们要问自己一个问题，就是说把这个书很快的读过。
What is the main problem that this church faces, and what is Paul's solution for this church?
就是这个教会他们所面临的主要问题是什么，那保罗他的解决之道是什么。
Now we are finishing up Romans today. If you will go to slide 15,
然后我们今天要把罗马书讲完，我们现在来看第十五章幻灯篇。
The first 11 chapters have looked at what we believe.
然后头十五章呢，头十一章告诉了我们，就是我们所信的是什么。
And now Paul begins to put this into practice.
现在保罗把我们的信仰放在了我们的实际生活当中。
Because of the changes that God has made in our life, now this is what we will do.
然后因为神在我们的生命中所做的改变，那是我们现在所要行的，在生活中所要行出来的。
And so in chapter 12,
所以在罗马书第十二章开始，
He calls us to surrender ourselves to God.
让我们就是呼召我们，就是劝我们要对神顺服降服。
To be transformed in our mind, in our way of thinking.
就是我们的心意更新，这个心也是就是我们的思想更新。
And then he begins to teach how that will look in our life.
然后他下面就在教导说，那当你这样子改变更新之后呢，那我们的生活在我们的实际生活中看的会像什么样呢？
For example,
比如说
verse 3,
第三节
he begins to talk about using our spiritual gifts.
他在讲如何来应用我们的属灵恩赐。
And he says, I say to everyone, don't think more highly than you ought to think.
他说我对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。
But think with sober judgment.
做要看得合乎中道。
And then he says, use your gifts for the body of, to serve the body of Christ.
然后他就说，按照你们的这个信心的，就是你们所得到的恩赐呢，去按照你们所得的恩赐来服侍。
This is part of this transformation in our mind.
这是我们的一个心意更新。
You see, before God transforms us, there's two mistakes we can make in how we think about ourselves.
在神更新我们之前，我们如何思想看待自己，其实可以有两，一般有两种错误。
One is the arrogance that thinks too high of ourself.
一种呢就是这种骄傲，就是把自己看得很大很高。
The attitude, I have all the answers.
那种态度就是说我什么都懂，我都有答案。
I am number one.
我是第一位的，我是首位的。
The other mistake, though, is to think too low of ourselves.
另外一种呢，错误呢，就是把自己看得过低。
I have no gifts.
我没有恩赐，没有才华，没有恩赐。
There is nothing I can really do.
我做不了什么。
Paul says part of this being transformed in your mind is to think with sober judgment.
所以保罗说呢，这个就是你的思想，这个心意的更新呢，其中的一部分呢，就是你对自己的这个看法呢，要看得合乎中道，或者说清醒的看自己。
That means recognizing God has given me some gifts to use.
就是说，知道说神给我一些恩赐让我来用。
He hasn't given me every gift.
神没有把每样恩赐都给我。
And so as a church, we work together.
所以作为一个教会呢，我们是就是合起来，就是共同行事，就是彼此互助。
I believe that in every local church, we have every gift that is needed for that church.
我相信就是说在每个地方教会，我们每个教会，地方教会都有，就是为了这个教会所需要的各样恩赐。
If every believer is using their gifts.
如果这些每个信徒，每个相信的人都在把他们的恩赐给用出来的话。
I try not to tell jokes because they are hard to translate and they usually are not very funny.
I will try. 他说我麦牧师说他通常呢，他说他不要去讲这个笑话或者开一些玩笑，他说因为这个不太好翻译，而且讲出来好像也没那么好笑。
But maybe this will explain what I mean.
或者这个可以解释我的意思。
I read about a church that needed money to build a new building.
我读到一个故事，就是读到一个说，一个教会呢，他们需要钱去建一个新的教堂。
And so on a certain Sunday, they were taking a special offering.
所以在有一个主日呢，他们就会去就是说有一个特别的奉献。
And the pastor stood up and he said, I have good news and bad news.
那个牧师就站起来说，我有那个好消息，也有坏消息。
The good news is we already have the money that we need to build the new building.
然后好消息就是我们要建这个新堂的这个钱呢，已经都有了。
The bad news is the money is still in your pocket.
坏消息就是这些钱呢，都还在你们的口袋里。
They had not yet taken it out of their pocket and given it to the church.
那些钱还都在他们的口袋里，没有拿出来放在教会奉献给教会。
Sometimes I think a pastor could stand up and say, I have good news and bad news.
我觉得有的时候可能牧师可以站起来说，我有好消息，有坏消息。
The good news is we have all the gifts we need for our church, spiritual gifts.
好消息就是说我们有这个教会所需要的每样的属灵恩赐。
We have teachers for every Sunday school class.
我们就是每一个那个主日学老师其实我们都是有的。
We have leaders for every cell group.
我们每一个小组应该都是有小组长的。
We have members for new outreach ministry.
我们也有就是说要去那个宣教的这个去宣教的人员。
We have everything we need.
我们有每样我们所需要的。
That's the good news.
那是好消息。
The bad news is you're still sitting on your seat.
坏消息就是你们都还坐在那儿。
You have to stand up and use the gift you have.
你们要起来用你们的恩赐。
You say, what's this have to do with Sunday school?
你们就会，有人可能会问说，这你跟今天的主日学有什么关系呢？
1 through 11, Paul says, look at what God has done for you. It's wonderful.
第一到十一章保罗就说你看神为你们所做的真是太好了太棒了。
12, now be transformed.
然后第十二章要更新变化。
And that means use your gifts.
那个就意味着要用你的恩赐。
Let God work through you to accomplish his purposes.
让神在你身上来工作，来 成就他的旨意。
We move on. Chapter 13, he says, because of what we believe, here is our responsibility to the government.
他说下边就是保罗说，因为我们所信的，所以这个呢，就是我们对政府，对掌权者的责任。
Now, this is a dangerous chapter to talk about 1 week before an election.
所以呢，在大选之前的这一个星期来谈这一章，那真的是挺冒险的，挺危险的。
Yesterday, afternoon, I got a message from a pastor.
昨天下午呢，我从另外一个牧师收到一个信息。
Who said, oh, I made a mistake this morning and I made a comment about politics in my church and everyone is angry.
他说我犯了一个错，他说我讲到的时候呢，我就评论了一下，就讲了一句说现在的政治情况，然后每个人都很生气。
Romans 13 doesn't tell us who to vote for.
罗马书第十三章没有告诉我们给谁投票。
But it does tell us something very important.
但是确实告诉我们一些很重要的东西。
And I'm actually glad that we are coming to this before the election, not after.
我很高兴我们可以在大选之前而不是大选之后讲这一章。
Because I think I can safely say this now.
因为我可以很安全的现在讲，现在说。
And then after the election, I will just say, remember what I said before.
然后大选之后我就告诉你们说，记不记得我大选之前所讲的这一章。
Paul says,
保罗说，
Let every person be subject to the governing authorities.
就是所以呢，你们凡掌权就是 which verse? I'm sorry.
Verse 1.
Okay, 都在上有掌权的人人当顺服他，就是
There is no authority except from God.
他说反掌权的，他说这个政权呢都是出于神所设立的。
And then he talks about our responsibility to respect the authority.
然后他又讲到说我们要尊重掌权的这种责任，这种我们有尊重掌权的责任。
To give honor.
就是要尊荣他们。
And I want to remind you who he is talking about.
我想要提醒大家，他讲的这个在上掌权的是谁呢？
If we were in class together, I would ask you to answer.
如果我们在课堂上。
Who is the government? Who is the emperor when Paul writes this?
当保罗写这个书信的时候呢，那当时罗马的皇帝是谁呢？
It is Nero.
是尼鲁，尼鲁的皇帝。
Nero who is killing Christians.
尼鲁是杀害基督徒的。
Nero, who is going to kill Paul in a few years.
然后又过了几年，尼禄也杀了保罗。
And Paul says,
然后保罗说,
respect him.
然后保罗说尊重他。
And so here is what it seems to me Paul tells us as Christians.
我觉得保罗对于我们基督徒在这里他是这样讲的。
We have a privilege to...help to choose our government. Not everyone has that privilege.
我们并不是每个人都像我们有这样的一个特权，有这样的权益可以选择我们的政府，谁是我们的总统。
But then,
但是
once it is chosen,
一旦这个人被选定了，一旦这个人
whether I agree with the choice or disagree,
不管说是我是赞同还是不赞同。
As a Christian, I have a responsibility to respect and honor those in authority over me.
就是说，作为基督徒，我有这样一个责任，就是要去尊重、尊敬和去和尊荣他。
To put it in the context of our immediate election,
把这个放在我们现在马上要面临的这个选举来看。
The day after the election.
就是选举之后的那一天。
If you vote for Mr. Trump,
如果你是给 Trump 总统投票的
，and Mr. Biden wins,
那个拜登赢了
，you should not say, "Well, he is not my president."
你不应该说他不是我的总统。
Paul says, "Yes, he is."
他说是的，他是的。
And if you vote for Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump wins, you should not say, ah, he is not my president.
如果是Trump 赢了，拜登没赢，你是给拜登投票，你不应该说他不是我的总统。
As Christians, we respect our government.
所以作为基督徒，我们尊重我们的政府。
That is part of this transformation he talks about in chapter 12.
这个就是第十二章在上掌权，这就是第十二章所讲的。
We pray for them.
我们为他们祷告。
We don't have to be afraid because we know that God is ultimately in charge.
我们不需要害怕，因为我们知道最终神在掌权。
Now you might say, but what if our government commands us to do something that is sinful?
你就会问说，如果我们的政府去让我们去做一些有罪的事情呢？
Paul doesn't really talk about that in chapter 13.
保罗没有在十三章讲论这个问题，谈论。
But we will see it when we come to 1 Peter.
但是我们到了彼得前书，我们可以看到这个教导。
And Peter will say,Disobey the government only if it is because the government commands you to violate God's word.
就是彼得说了，就是说只有在说这个政府让你所做的跟神的话是相敌对的情况下，相违背的情况下，你才可以就是违背政府的命令。
And after you have done that, then be willing to suffer for your conscience.
然后呢当你那样做的时候，你要愿意，就是愿意来承受为了你的这个行动所承受的这个后果，这个苦难。
So in this section, he talks about using our spiritual gifts to serve the church.
所以在这里呢，他讲到说，用我们的用我们的属灵恩赐来服侍教会。
He talks about our relationship with the government.
他讲到我们跟这个掌权的关系。
And then he talks about our relationship with other Christians.
然后他下面就讲到我们跟其他基督徒的这个关系。
Chapter 13, verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love each other.
他说凡事第十三章第八节，凡事都不可亏欠人。
Because if we love one another, we fulfill all the law.
唯有彼此相爱要常以为亏欠，因为爱人就完全了律法。
And he gives these examples.
他就给了一些例子。
You see, you're not going to commit adultery if you love your wife.
像就是如果你爱你的妻子的话，你就不会去奸淫。
You're not going to murder someone if you love them.
如果你爱一个人的话，你肯定不会去杀他。
Love fulfills the law.
就是说，爱就是爱人，爱就是成就了律法。
Then in chapter 14, he puts this into a very practical example.
在第十四章呢，他就把这个放到了一个很实际的应用当中。
And this is, I want to spend just a few minutes here.
我想花几分钟在这个上面。
Because I think it is a very practical application of this principle of loving one another.
然后我觉得这个是彼此相爱的一个非常实际的一个就是在实际生活中应用的原则。
In chapter 14,
第十四章,
it's the next slide, he gives us four principles for areas where we disagree as Christians.
他就讲到了在基督徒的这个生活中有四个我们可能不，就是有大家可能有不同意见的这个方面。
He calls them disputable things.
他把这个称为是有争议的事。
Let me give you his example, and then I'll give you, try to show what this means for a modern example.
然后我就给讲这个保罗当时给的这个例子和现代的生活的例子，他这个有争议的是看法不同的这个事或者疑惑的事。
So it appears that in the first century, there were Christians who before they were believers, they worshipped idols.
就是在当时呢，保罗给的例子就是说第一世纪有些人他在信主之前他是拜偶像的。
They had eaten the meat that was offered to the idols.
他们吃这个就是奉献给偶像的这个肉。
And when they became Christians, they wanted to stay away from that.
当他们信主之后呢，他们就想远离这一切。
So much that they quit eating meat at all.
他们非常的想要就是不要再去接触这些人，远离这些，所以他们最后连肉都不吃了。
They said Christians should not eat any meat; they should only eat vegetables.
他们就说基督徒应该完全什么肉都不吃，只吃蔬菜。
And so Paul is writing to address this.
然后保罗就写信就在讲这个问题。
As for one who is weak in faith, welcome him and don't quarrel, verse 1.
他说对于那个信心软弱的，他说你们要接纳，不要去辩论所疑惑的事。
One person believes he may eat anything.
有人信百物都可吃。
A weak person eats only vegetables.
但是一个那个信心软弱的呢，只吃蔬菜。
Now, this is on issues where within a church we have disagreements about what we should do.
这是在教会里边的，就是说有些问题呢，是我们大家有不同的意见，就是有不同的想法。
I'll give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Years ago, I had a friend who, before he became a Christian, was a rock and roll musician.
我有一个朋友，在他信主之前呢，他是那个摇滚乐的那个歌手。
As a rock and roll musician, he had done drugs and was addicted to drugs.
然后呢，他作为那样那个类型的歌手呢，他就是去就是吸毒，自己也毒品上瘾。
When he became a Christian,
当他成为基督徒之后。
He could not imagine any Christian church that would have drums or guitars.
当他成了信主之后，他就没法想象任何的教会竟然是还有这个鼓或者吉他。
If he walked in a church and he saw a guitar, he would walk out.
如果他到一个教会，他看到那个台上有吉他，他就走出去了。
Now for me,
对我来讲，
I did not have that conviction.
因为我没有过去那样的经历，也没有那样的就是那个上瘾。
If a church wanted to use guitars, that's fine.
如果一个教会里边想要用吉他，那没问题。
That is the kind of thing Paul is talking about when we disagree about our convictions.
这就是保罗所讲论的，就是保罗，就是我们在我们所确信的，就是一些事情上呢，我们的不同想法。
So maybe you think of something where you disagree with other Christians.
所以在有些事情上，可能你跟别的基督徒呢，你的想法、看法是不同的。
You can think about that as I give you these four principles from Paul.
当你这样的时候呢，你可以思想我给你的这四个，从保罗所来的这四个原则。
Number one, Paul says, don't judge your brother.
保罗第一个原则就是不可论断弟兄。
You're supposed to love that brother you disagree with.
你本来是应该去爱那个你意见看法不同的弟兄。
For me, that meant I must not say about my friend Paul, well, he's stupid.
你不可以说，你就说跟你不想法不同的弟兄说，那人真是这个想法很愚笨。
The Bible doesn't say guitars are wrong or drums are wrong, so that's just foolish.
然后呢，这圣经上也没有说这个吉他或者是这个鼓是错的，所以他就是很愚蠢。
I could not judge him.
我不可以去评断他，论断他。
That was an issue between him and God.
那是他和神之间的事情。
Paul says, you leave judgment to the servant's master, and you're not his master.
他说，你让这种审判呢，就让他的主人来判断他，你不是他的主人。
And my friend Paul had to learn not to judge someone like me who said, guitars are okay.
然后我的朋友他也要学习，就是说要学习接纳我，不能，我觉得说这个吉他没有问题，没什么事儿啊。
And he had to learn to say, I will leave that to you and God.
然后他也要学习说，我把这个留在你跟神之间。
So number one, don't judge someone in the church who feels differently than you do about an issue.
然后呢，在教会里不要去论断，就是说有人他对一件事情的看法跟你是不同的，不要去论断批评。
You are to love them.
你要去爱他们。
Secondly, though,
第二点
，don't destroy a weaker brother.
不可以去败坏一个软弱的弟兄。
You are to love them and care for them.
你的这个责任呢，你要应该去爱他们，去关心他们。
And so verse 13, he says, don't put a stumbling block in the way of that brother.
所以他就说你不可以在这个 弟兄脚下放绊脚石。
If your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are not walking in love.
所以如果你的弟兄因为你所吃的食物忧愁，你就不是按着爱人的道理了。
Verse 20, do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God.
就是不可因食物就毁坏神的工程。
Now, let me explain what this means.
这个是什么意思呢？
Let me give the example of my friend.
我再给你我朋友的例子。
Imagine that I knew that a church had guitars and drums.
比如说想象一下，我知道我那个教会呢，是有鼓跟吉他。
And I very deliberately brought my friend to that church and put him in a place that offended his conscience.
然后呢，我就是有意的带我朋友去那个教会，然后让他觉得他的良心呢，就是很不安这样子。
I would be destroying him.
我真的是在毁坏他。
With my freedom.
我用我的自由来毁坏他。
Paul says, don't judge your brother, but also don't offend his conscience.
就是保罗说，你不要去评断你的弟兄，论断你的弟兄，但是同时呢，你也不要去，就是让他有，让他的，就是去冒犯，或者让他的良心不安。
Now, that doesn't mean you can't do something that you feel is right.
就是说那个意思就是说 so that means you cannot do whatever you think is right, right?
I no, you can do what is right for you, but you must not do it in a way that hurts the soul of the person who disagrees.
就是说你可以做你想做你眼中你觉得对的事情，但是你不能说你做的时候呢会伤害到那个人的这种感受，或者伤害到那个人的信心。
You are not in bondage to their conscience.
你不像他们那样受到他良心的这种捆绑，或者是就是说他的过去的这种经历的这样捆绑。
So for instance, with my friend,
比如说我的朋友，
it would not be wrong for me to go to that church.
对我来讲，我去那个教会有鼓跟那个吉他是没错的。
It would be wrong for me to bring him.
但是呢，我带他去那个教会就是错的。
This is not do they like it. This is when they have a spiritual conviction about it.
不是说这个问题不在于是他们是不是喜欢那种，而是在于他们本身上他们自己有一种属灵上的，就是在心里边有这种确信，有这种确定。
And where my doing something with them would lead them into something that brought doubt to them.
就是说我带他们去做的一些事情会让他们对自己的这种想法或者确信就让他们很疑惑，他们很不确定。
Because the third principle, verse 23.
因为第三个这个原则就是第二十三节说，
I must not do it.If I have doubts, if it offends my own conscience.
如果我自己疑惑这个会不会违背我的良心，那就不要去做。
There are certain things that because of my background, because of my weaknesses, I do not do.
我在有些事情因为我的背景，因为我的软弱，我就不会去做。
And I know there are other Christians who do it.
然后我也知道有别的基督徒，他们就去做了。
Sometimes I have been with those other Christians when they did it.
然后有的时候呢，就是他们做的时候，我也跟他们在一起。
Principle one says, I did not judge them for what they chose to do.
第一点呢，就是说我不可以因为他们所做的就去论断他们。
But principle three says, I would be wrong if I did it because my conscience for me says it is wrong.
然后呢，但是呢，我也不能说如果我就是违背我自己的良心，就是我自己的良心，我跟他们那样一起去做也是不对的，因为我的良心告诉我不应该做。
Why? Because the principle here is love.
因为在这里的原则是爱。
And for me to love God means I will do what I think pleases God for me to do.
然后呢，对我来讲，对神 爱神就是说我要去去做在我的心里我的良心告诉我的什么是爱神的事情。
As Christians, there are differences in how we interpret.
在基督徒的生活里边，我们对如何来解读、如何来解释这些呢，是有不同的。
And Romans 14 is saying most important is that we please God with what we do.
然后罗马书十四章告诉我们，最重要的就是我们的行为，我们所做的，在要讨神的喜悦。
Now, the last one of these, I later had to add after I taught this chapter a few times.
在我这个第四个原则呢，是我把教过这本书教过好几遍之后，我后来加上去的。
Because someone would say to me, "Ah, I like chapter 14 of Romans."
有人会告诉我说，我很喜欢罗马书第十四章。
The Bible says this is wrong.
圣经上说这个是错的。
But Romans 14 says that we all follow our own conscience. So I think it's okay for me.
然后罗马书说十四章说我们都会跟着我们的良心，所以我想这个没有问题。
So I had to add number 4.
所以我必须要加上第四点。
These are disputable things, not scripture.
他说这个呢都是叫英文叫有争议的或者所疑惑的事，也有翻成看法不同的事。
If it says in Scripture, do not do this, that's the answer.
如果圣经上很明确的说不要这样做，那就是答案。
And if I do it and my conscience doesn't bother me, it's because my conscience is wrong.
如果我去做这些圣经上所命令不可做的事，而且你的良心也不责备你，那说明你的良心有问题。
This applies only to things that are not addressed in Scripture.
所以这都是对的，说是圣经上没有给出明确指示，是有争议的事，看是不是疑惑。
So, Romans ends up with this look at how do we live as Christians based on what we learned in chapters 1 through 11.
所以罗马书的最后呢，就告诉我们说你如何来生活，就是在实际生活中如何来生活呢，就是基于一到十一章我们所信的。
Now, I want to go from here to Romans.
然后
I mean, to Galatians, sorry.
下边就讲加拉太书。
And the reason I put these together is because Galatians covers the same material that Romans does.
我为什么把这两本书放在一起？因为加拉太书所涵盖的内容呢，就是一样的，就是那个材料跟罗马书是一样的。
And so I spend a lot of time on Romans. I won't spend much time on Galatians.
我在花了很多时间在罗马书，但是我不会花很多时间在加拉太书。
But it looks at the same issues.
但是他们所看的其实是同一个问题，同一个事情。
Slide 18, the author is Paul.
这个加拉太书的作者是保罗。
He writes this letter on his first missionary journey, and this is probably his first letter.
这封保罗书信呢是在他第一次旅程写的，也有可能是保罗所有书信中的第一封。
And he is looking at the matter of Christian liberty.
他所讲的主题是基督徒的自由。
Being justified by faith.
因信称义。
Now to understand what I mean here, we need to look at some definitions on the next slide.
我们要先看一些定义。
There were three...groups of people that are affected by this letter.
有三组人被这个书信所影响。
And I actually am going to do them in a different order than they are here. The second one on this list is what is called a God-fearer.
我先讲其中的第二条，就是到底谁是这种定义说谁是敬畏神的人。
A God-fearer was a Gentile who worshipped Jehovah,
是一个外邦人，他敬拜耶和华,
but did not convert to Judaism.
但是呢，没有完全的就是皈依到这个犹太教。
They worshipped Israel's God, but they did not follow Jewish practices.
他们敬拜以色列的神，但是没有跟随这个犹太人的这个习俗，宗教习俗。
Then there was what was called a proselyte.
然后另外一种称为敬虔人，就是第一个。
A proselyte was a person, a Gentile, who had converted to Judaism and followed all of the Jewish laws.
就是说他已经信奉犹太教，而且他遵行犹太教的一切的习俗。
Now, in the church came a third group of people.
在教会里又来了第三群人。
They are what Paul, we call the Judaizers.
就是保罗说的犹太派信徒。
They say, we are Christian.
他们说我们是基督徒。
We are saved by faith in Christ.
我们靠着在耶稣基督里的信心得救。
But,
但是
the only way you can truly be a Christian is to follow the Jewish law.
你唯一可以真正成为基督徒的这种方途径呢，就是要跟随这个犹太教的这个律法。
So they tried to combine the Christian message with the Jewish law.
所以他们就要把基督徒的信息跟犹太的这个律you mean not Moses' law, but with the
Jewish traditions.
就是跟犹太的传统给结合在一起。
So the way I have put it on your slide is they would have said we are saved by faith plus something else.
所以呢，就像这个第三个最下面写，他说我们是因信得救，我们得救是因信再加上什么东西。
Today,
今天
that would be a church that says we are saved by faith plus you have to do this, 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 and this.
就是就像有的就是你我们可以说这样的教他说你是因为信心得救再加上你这个这个那个。
I'll give you an example.
我给你个例子。
At Palm Beach Chinese Church, we usually have baptism twice a year.
在我们教会通常有洗礼两次一年两次。
We try to make clear.
我们想要讲清楚的是
baptism does not save you.
这个洗礼不能拯救你。
Baptism is a witness that you have been saved by faith.
洗礼是一个你已经因信得救的一个见证。
But you are not saved by faith plus baptism.
所以你不能说你得救是因为信心加上洗礼。
But I have met people who would say,You are not saved until you are baptized, so we are saved by faith and baptism.
所以我也听到有人就是说你直到你洗礼你都没有得救，所以他就是说你好像是信你因信加上这个洗礼。
That is what the Judaizers taught.
这就是那个犹太派信徒所讲的所传的。
Anything you put in that blank line makes you the principle of the Judaizers.
所以呢，任何东西你把这个阴性的就放在这个空白的这个线上呢，其实你这个原则上，你本性上是跟那个犹太派信徒是一样的。
Now, we will see in Paul's letter, we will see in James, that because we are saved by faith, there are many things we do.
然后我们从保罗书信和雅各书里边也能看到，因为我们是靠着信心已经被拯救了，得救了，那我们会做很多事情。
Because we are saved by faith, we testify through baptism.
因为我们因信得救，所以我们通过我们的洗礼来见证。
But we are saved by grace through faith alone.
但是我们单单是靠着神的恩典因信得救。
Now, with that background, let's look at Galatians.
就因为看过这个背景之后，我们来看加拉太书。
So Paul had come to Galatia and preached that we are justified by grace through faith.
然后保罗来到加拉太，他就是见证，就是说我们是因信称义，也是靠着恩典因信称义。
This was the gospel he preached.
这个是保罗所传讲的福音。
He goes away.
然后他就离开加拉太那个地方了。
And just a short time later, he receives a message.
就没过多久，他就收到一个信息。
That says that the Judaizers have come to Galatia and are preaching a different message.
然后就是说这些犹太派信徒到了加拉太地区，他们传讲了一个不同的信息。
And the Christians are listening to him, them.
然后那边的基督徒就在听这些人的。
And so Paul writes this letter.
所以保罗就写了这封信。
Galatians chapter 1, and I would like if you follow in your Bible so you can hear the spirit of what he says.
然后我希望你也能打开你的圣经，你来看，你能听到说这个到底这个圣灵的声音。
So if you can follow along.
如果你可以的话，就请你打开你的圣经。
Before we read, let me remind you that in every other letter,
我就在你读之前，我想要提醒在所有别的书信里边。
Paul begins with some kind of thanks.
保罗开始总是会有一些感谢的话。
He always has something positive and thankful to say.
他总有一些正面的，一些可以感谢的事情来讲述。
Even the letter we're going to look at next week, Corinth, that had all kinds of trouble, he starts with, I give my thanks to God for you, always.
虽然说哥林多教会有那么多的问题，保罗还是说我为你们感谢我的神。
The one exception is Galatians.
唯一的例外就是这个加拉太书。
He is so upset at what he heard that he can't even say thank you for anything.
然后呢，保罗被他所听到的信息非常的让他心里难受，所以他甚至都没有说感谢的话。
Listen to him.
你听保罗所说的。
Paul, an apostle.
做使徒的保罗。
And then he interrupts himself.
然后他就自己停顿了一下。
And he says, an apostle not from men.
说这个我这个保罗不是使徒不是因为人。
Not through man.
也不是借的人。
I'm an apostle through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
我是使徒是因为借着耶稣基督和叫他从死里复活的父神。
In other words.
另外一句话就是说。
I didn't get this job by someone giving it to me.
我这个托付不是什么人给我的。
God himself gave me this message.
是神自己亲自给我的。
And I can hear him shaking his fingers saying, and you better listen.
然后我能想象说他就举着手发出你们最好听。
Here's why he's so upset.
他为什么这么着急生气呢？为什么这么觉得算
go down to verse 6.
我们看第六节。
I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ.
他说你们这么快就离开那借着耶稣之恩招你们的。
And you are turning to a different gospel.
去投附别的福音。
Which is not even a gospel.
那根本就不是福音。
He says, I came and I preached the wonderful news that you are saved by grace through faith.
然后他说我来到你们中间带给你们大好的消息就是你们靠着恩典因信心得救。
That's good news, that's gospel.
那是好消息那是福音。
And you have turned from that to a different gospel.
但是你们去转离那个去听一个不同的福音。
A gospel that is not even a gospel.
那都不是福音。
And then he says, listen to the shock of this, verse 8.
你听他所讲的这里边的这个他的震惊。
If we or even an angel from heaven preached a different gospel, he should be accursed.
就是他说但无论是我们是天上来的使者若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同他就应当被咒诅。
Verse 9, let me say this again. If anyone is preaching to you a different gospel, let him be accursed.
他说我们已经说了现在又说若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同他就应当被咒诅。
Do you get the idea that Paul was very upset?
你能感受到保罗这个真的说这时候很着急吗这时候。
I don't think I would have wanted to be in the church the day this letter was read.
我想我不想当这封书信被宣读的时候我想不想当时在现场。
I think when Paul wrote this letter or he said the words and someone wrote them down.
所以我想当保罗写这封信或者是别人帮他写下来的时候。
I think he was marching around the room shaking his fist. He is absolutely outraged.
我想他可能在写的时候或者在说的时候在房间里走来走去。在挥着他的拳头他当时肯定是 特别的就是很非常的生气。
Now, we usually don't see that in Paul.
通常我们在保罗书信里看不到这个。
And so when I read the introduction, I want to know why is he so upset?
然后当我读到这个前言，这个引言的时候，我就想说保罗为什么这么着急，这么生气呢？
And this is the reason.
那有三个原因。
They are giving up the wonderful truth that we are justified by grace through faith.
因为他们放弃了这个很棒的信息，就是说我们是因着靠着恩典因信称义。
And they are going back to the bondage of trying to earn salvation by their works.
他们又回到过去的这种辖制捆绑之下，就是要靠着他们的行为来赢得救恩。
I tried to think of how that must have felt to Paul.
我在想象说那保罗到底当时是怎么感受的。
And I imagined Abraham Lincoln.
我就想到林肯总统。
Who spent his entire presidency fighting the terrible sin of slavery.
他整个的这个总统期间，他就是，他的主要就是要，他征战的就是要跟这个奴隶制征战。
Imagine that Lincoln had lived after the war.
想象一下，如果在这个内战之后，林肯还活着。
And one day he goes to Georgia.
那有一天他去了这个佐治亚州。
And he sees a group of former slaves.
他看到一些以前的奴隶，一群以前的奴隶。
And they are going back to the plantation into slavery.
然后他们正在要回去那个庄园里，要重新去做奴隶。
I think Abraham Lincoln would have been stunned.
我想那个林肯总统就肯定会很震惊，很惊奇。
I gave everything to free you.
我把每一样东西都给了你们，就是要让你们得自由。
Thousands of soldiers died to free you.
成千上万的士兵死了，就是要让你得，就是要救你们，要怎么救你。
And you are going back into slavery.
但是你们却要重新回到那个奴隶，去做奴隶。
Paul says to these people at Galatia.
保罗对那个加拉太地区的人说。
I risk my life to travel and to preach to you.
我冒着生命危险就是到你们那个地方给你们传讲福音。
To show you that you don't earn your salvation, but God gives it to you by grace.
我就告诉你们说你们不是去挣得你们的那个救恩，而是神作为一种白白的礼物给你们，送给你们。
People have tried to stone me to death for telling you that good news.
因为我想要告诉你们这个好消息，我都几乎要被石头打死。
Jesus died to give you this good news.
耶稣就是为你们而死，要给你们这个好消息。
And now you are going back into slavery.
现在你们又要回到奴隶的那种生活状态之下，要回到那个奴隶下。
Do you understand why Paul is so upset in this letter?
你就现在明白为什么保罗在这里这么着急生气吗？
They are throwing away everything he has given them.
保罗给他们的每样东西他们就都扔掉了。
And so as you read this letter, and we're not going through all of it today.
今天我们不会把加拉太书整个走一遍，但是当你读的时候。
But as you read this letter, this is what Paul does.
这是你读这封书信你可以你就可以知道保罗所做的事。
He says, let me show you why you should trust the message I gave you.
他说为什么我让你告诉你们为什么你们应该信靠就是我所给你们的这个信息。
In chapter 1, he tells his own testimony of how God revealed this gospel to him.
在第一章他讲他自己的见证就是神如何把这个福音向他启示的。
And just one other example of how strong he feels. Look at verse 12.
他感觉非常的强烈，你就看第十二节，他说
I did not get this from any man.
因为我不是从人领受的。
No one taught this to me.
也不是人教导我的。
I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
In chapter 2.
在第二章。
he tells how he went and he talked to the church leaders, and they too understood this message.
然后他就说他们怎么去了，跟教会的领袖，教会的领袖也都知道这个，也都同意这种信息。
He says he believed this message so strongly that when Peter was going back into bondage to the law, he said, I stood up to him.
然后他就是说因为保罗非常的对这个信息如此的相信，所以当彼得甚至要回到过去的这种捆绑这种匣子之下的时候，保罗就当面的抵挡他，斥责他。
This is important to Paul.
这个对保罗非常的重要。
When I read this, I imagine him.
当我读的时候，我想象保罗。
That he looks like Pastor Shi when he's preaching and very excited.
我就想起来许牧师，当他讲到很兴奋、很激烈，牧师在那儿讲到的时候。
Or President Stetler when he is preaching and is very excited.
或者是那个校长，那个 Hope Song 的圣经学院的校长，当他很激动的讲到的时候。
Because this matters to Paul.
因为这个对保罗非常的重要。
And then he does something very, very important.
然后他又做了一个很重要的事情，保罗。
Because remember, these people are saying you must go back to the Jewish traditions, the Jewish law.
因为这些犹太派信徒告诉这些人说，你们要归回到原来的犹太传统里，犹太的这些人的律法里边。
And so in chapters 3 and 4, he goes back to the Old Testament and he says, even in the Old Testament, you were justified by your faith in God.
然后呢，保罗说他也回到就是犹太的这个律法里边，回到旧约里边，他说你看，就是在旧约里边，在旧约时期，这些人也是因信称义的。
You kept the law because you were God's child. You did not keep the law in order to earn being God's child.
然后呢，你之所以遵守律法，是因为你本身你是神的孩子，而不是说你靠着遵守律法来赢得这个成为神的孩子的地位。
And then we come to chapter 5 and 6. And this is where I want to end with a little bit of focus.
第五章,第六章。Do I need to change a slide? Yes.
Yes, this is slide 22. Yes.
Yeah.
22, yes. Because here is why the people are afraid of Paul's message.
为什么这地方的人他们会害怕保罗的信息呢?刚开始给他们的福音的信息呢?
Some people are thinking, if we say to people,
有些人就觉得说,如果我们对人说,
you are justified by grace through faith,
你因为就是靠着恩,因信称义,
you don't get right with, you don't earn favor with God by keeping the law,
你不是说因为呢,遵守律法去赢得神的恩惠。
They're afraid that if we say that, people will just do whatever they want to.
他们害怕就是说如果我们这样说的话，人们就想干什么就干什么。
And I understand that.
我也能理解。
Because there are people today who do that.
因为现在的世界，现在的，现今的时代，有人确实是这样做的。
Yes, I know the Bible says don't lie and don't steal.
我知道圣经上说不可以偷窃撒谎。
But I am justified by grace through faith.
但是呢，我是靠着恩典因信称义了。
God loves me just as I am.
神就照我的本相来爱我。
Yes, I know the Bible says don't commit adultery.
我知道圣经上说不可犯奸淫。
But God loves me just the way I am.
但是神就按着我的本样来爱我。
We call that license.
我们称那样的是一种就是放纵。
I can do what I want to.
我就是想做什么我就做什么。
Paul says, no, that's not right.
保罗说那样是不对的。
If you are truly justified by God,
如果你真的是因信称义了,
you will love him.
如你就会爱神。
And so, yes, you have liberty.
是的,你是有自由。
But you use your liberty for good.
但是你用你的自由来做,来行善。
Here is the key to Galatians.
这个加拉太书的关键经节，这个重点在于
chapter 5 verse 13 and 14.
就是第五章13到14节。
Brothers, you are free.
他说弟兄们呐，你们是自由的。
But Do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, for sinful desires.
但是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
But through love, serve one another.
总要用爱心互相服侍。
For the whole law is fulfilled in one word.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这句就是爱人如己。
Here is what I want you to see that Paul says to us that is so important.
我就想让你们看到保罗对我们所说的这点非常的重要。
We do not keep God's law in order to earn salvation.
我们不是说靠着遵守神的律法来赢得救恩。
But,
但是
if we are God's children,
如果我们是神的孩子
we will love God.
我们会爱神。
And we will willingly keep his law.
我们会心甘情愿地遵守他的律法。
So we will say, I'm saved by grace alone.
所以我们会说我们是单单靠着恩典得救的。
And because I love the one who saved me,
因为我爱那位拯救我的。
I will do what pleases him.
我就会去行那些讨他喜悦的事。
And so Paul gives this contrast.
所以保罗就给了我们这样一个对比。
Chapter 5, verse 19.
第五章十九节
Before I was saved,
我在我信主之前
Before God transformed me,
在神就是更新我改变我之前
This is how I lived.
我是这么生活的
Verse 19, sexual immorality,
就是奸淫
Impurity,
污秽
Sensuality,
就是情欲
Later he says jealousy, anger.
后边又写到嫉妒那个恼怒
Envy, drunkenness.
醉酒荒宴
Now that I am justified.
但是现在我被神称义了
Now that I live in the spirit.
现在我是活在圣灵里
Here is how I live.
那现在我是如何来生活的呢？
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
信实、温柔、节制。
But here is the key.
但是这个要诀在于
I cannot grow that fruit myself.
我不能自己把那些果子长出来。
It is only the Spirit in me that grows it.
只有在我里边的圣灵可以让那些果子长出来。
Here is the false gospel that was being preached in Galatia.
在加拉太地区被传讲的这个假福音是什么呢？
They were saying, look at the list in verse 19.
他说你看看在这个第十九节里边这些列的这些罪。
And don't do those things.
别做那些事情。
And then you'll be okay.
然后你就没事了。
Paul says no.
保罗说不是那样的。
Being right with God is not a list of things I don't do.
跟神关系的一个和好，跟神关系是在神眼前证的，不是说有些事情我不做。
It is being transformed by him so that the natural fruit of my life is now verse 22 and 23.
然后呢，就是我被他更新。被神改变，所以我现在自然而然出来的一个果子，就是22、23节里所描述的。
So Galatians says this to us.
所以加拉太对我们的信息就是。
And both parts of this are important.
两部分，这个信息的这两面都很重要。
Number one, it says, you cannot do enough to earn salvation.
你不能说做得足够去赢得你的救恩。
But number two,
但是第二点是,
because God has given you salvation,
因为神赐给你救恩,
you will willingly and joyfully do all the things he commands.
然后呢,你就会心甘情愿的,高喜乐的去做神所,就是,命令你去做的,神的诫命。
We have to keep both halves.
我们必须要把这两面都守住。
Some churches go off one side.
有些教会只强调一面。
And they say, keep this rule, keep this rule, keep this rule, keep this rule, and you'll be good.
然后就说你遵守这个那个你就没事了。
Galatians says you'll never be right with God by keeping a list of rules.
加拉太书告诉我们，你永远不能说靠着你遵守什么法律、律法，遵守条这个规规条条来跟神就是有个正确的关系。
Other churches go off the other side.
但是有的教会就去到走到另外一面。
And they say, ah, you're a Christian.
他说你是基督徒了现在。
God loves you.
神爱你们呢。
So just do whatever you want to do.
所以你想做什么就做什么。
You're saved by grace.
你是靠恩典得救的。
And their people show no changed life.
然后那些有些人就完全没有生命的改变。
Paul says, don't go off either side.
保罗说两边你都不能走到都不对。
You are saved by grace through faith.
你是靠着恩典因信得救。
God has transformed your life.
神已经改变了你的生命。
And now, out of gratitude,You will willingly follow his commands.
然后出于一种感谢的心，你会心甘情愿的去遵守神的律法诫命。
You were a tree who produced all of those sinful things early in the chapter.
本来是你是一棵树长的这样各种这样败坏的这种里边的果子。
But now you are filled with his spirit and you produce the fruit of the spirit in verse 19.
但是现在呢，你被圣灵充满，你开始长出来这个圣灵的果子。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, thank you that we can live a life that is filled with your spirit.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，我们可以过一个被你的圣灵所充满的生活。
That gives us the privilege of joyfully walking your path.
给我们这种权益，让我们可以喜悦的，就是快乐的走在你的道路之中。
Thank you for that privilege.
谢谢你给我们这种荣幸，给我们这种特权。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Next week we will look at 1 and 2 Corinthians.
下个星期我们看哥林多前后书。